Seat Quickies, Episode 3, Kung Fu Panda.
Hey, my name is Scott.
And I'm Sam.
And this is Backseat Panda. Backseat Quickies, where we're talking about Kung Fu Panda 2. Panda's on the brain. This is just as good as the first movie. Solid, fun, very nice. If I had a kid in my life I actually enjoyed the company of, I would gladly take them to see it again.
You have a kid you could have taken this movie to.
I said I liked the company of. I did clarify that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I enjoyed Kung Fu Panda 2 quite a bit. I actually might argue slightly that it's better than the first film, if just for a lot of the added layer that the film provides, especially with the whole Po trying to find inner peace, Po trying to figure out who he is. That added layer is really welcome, especially in a kids' movie where that's often not the case.
In terms of plot, it follows an evil peacock who has been prophesied to be defeated by Panda, so he wipes out all the pandas except for Po, and then he comes back to his kingdom and tries to take over with cannons, and then Kung Fu ensues, and all the while Po is now questioning his origins and himself. And that subplot is probably the stronger side of it. But yeah, it's very nice. Well paced. Nice excuses for action scenes. Speaking of which, action scenes are really great in this. Just really wild, over the top. Like, good use of the animation. Didn't see this in 3D, but I'm sure it probably would have looked better than a lot of the other 3D movies out this summer. What else? One thing I want to say that's not entirely related to the action, but it has this habit that wasn't in the first movie where it will do something incredibly badass and then immediately undermine it with the silly. And I get that this is an action comedy, but switching between the two that fast is giving me whiplash. And there are a couple of moments that deserve to have the tension maintained across the whole thing. But your thoughts on action?
I actually really liked the action in this movie. I liked that some of it had a layer of the silly, and I definitely enjoyed moments where it was really quick-paced. Like, I agree with you about the level of whiplash. There is a lot of it because of how fast the action moves. And for this particular movie, it moves actually probably even faster than the first one did. Like, there are moments where I couldn't tell what was actually happening in terms of the kung fu moves, which might be intentional. I'm not sure. But I had a lot of fun watching it, and I liked a lot of the scenes, like, especially where they're riding the radish cart. Like, when they try to do the kung fu on the radish cart was just pretty cool.
Voice acting? Again, I love Jack Black in animated features. The guy's a living cartoon character. He's perfect for this. Couple new additions. Gary Oldman. He's awesome in everything. Like, I think you can just say Gary Oldman and have that be a complete thought and a complete opinion on how he turned out. Jean-Claude Van Damme in a small cameo. He was nice. Everyone else is back. And I gotta say, Jackie Chan has three times as many lines in this movie compared to the first, so 30 words. I understand why they'd bring him on, but you're just wasting it. Like, Jackie Chan is not known as a voice talent, unless you're getting him in Chinese, because have you heard him sing? He's awesome. Yeah, like, having him as a voice actor just seems to be making him a non-character in this movie. Seth Rogen's good, Angelina Jolie is solid, she's has feelings in this movie. Who else was in this that stood out?
I was saying, you know, you're talking about Jackie Chan being a non-character. There's also the problem of Lucy Liu, who is also completely undermined in the story as a viper. I mean, there's not much you can do with a snake other than what they attempted to do, which is making her like a human, what is it called? Slingshot. She's like a human, like the snake slingshot, and that's pretty much all they use her as. Between her and the crane, I found those two equally problematic in their usage. They didn't get much use, really, in the story. That being said, I mean, it was kind of nice that they gave Tigress some feelings, especially because she was pretty much an ice queen the first film. But second time around, you know, Tigress is actually showing some emotion. She's showing that she's not jealous anymore of Poe being the dragon warrior. It still probably bothers her, and you see in the film that it bothers her, but not to the extent it was in the first film. I think she's sort of accepted that this is what it is, whether she likes it or not. And the fact that she's actually very caring towards Poe's situation shows that she's grown as a character, which is quite nice. And there's one character we didn't talk about yet who is by far the best character in the whole movie, which is Ping, which is Poe's dad. Yes, his goose dad, not his panda dad. He's by far my favorite character. I love the fact that when he tells the story of baby Poe, he's very sincere about it. He's so loving and so genuine, and he doesn't seem to care that his son is an oversized panda. As far as he's convinced, Poe was the greatest thing to ever happen to him, outside of changing his suit.
Yeah, like, there's a pretty decent theme of father-son relationships. It tugged on the last few heartstrings I actually have. Animation-wise, much like the first movie, the coolest bit of animation is in the intro with this crazy sort of clockwork shadow puppet thing they do, which looks awesome, and then the rest of the animation still looks great and really good in the action scenes, but the first 5 minutes just blows everything out of the water.
I'm actually going to mildly disagree, because I think the 2D animated sequences that they had throughout the film when they were showing the flashbacks were far superior.
Yeah, also a lot of the flashbacks are done in 2D with sort of a Tarkovsky thick line animation look that's equally good. Okay, just soundtrack. Soundtrack's good, works. Nice use of drums.
Kind of like the whole traditional Chinese sound that it was going for, especially with the uses of instruments like the kwei. I thought it was really well done for the most part, and a lot of the music fit what was going on, which is really good, especially because most kids' movies tend to get that wrong. Music never tends to fit the emotion of what's going on the screen in a lot of kids' movies, and this is one of the examples where it's quite the opposite. It fits perfectly, and it just encaptures the whole theme of the movie.
All right, and in the spirit of Kung Fu and not using the same rating system twice, I'm going to give this movie a black belt. First degree, though. Little inconsistent, so first degree black belt.
I don't think I can top that, so I'm going to go with you on that. First degree black belt. Oh, yeah.
All right, catch you guys next week.
Oh, my God, it's the backseat producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.